With each year, the American dollar is shrinking in percentage as the world's currency supply. The implications could mean a serious decrease in the dollar's influence as countries around the world look for alternatives. When compared to other prominent world currencies, the dollar has been experiencing a 15-year low. That's according to the International Monetary Fund, and this indicates that more countries are willing to use other forms of currencies to do business. Experts say it's a fault of the U.S. banking system and the Federal Reserve.
You can nationalize or seize or take control of the Federal Reserve and force them to finance a recovery. In other words, successive tranches of $1 trillion each, where they would buy bonds issued by states to rebuild the whole infrastructure.
If the dollar weakens in influence worldwide, it will be harder for the U.S. to print money and pay its debts. In addition, looming battles over budget sequestration in Washington could rekindle long-standing fears of fiscal instability.
While U.S. currency is still considered top dollar, it now holds $3.72 trillion, or 62% of the $1 trillion in foreign exchange holdings in the world's central banks. However, other worldwide currencies are slowly becoming more popular.
The Japanese yen, Swiss franc, and what the IMF classifies as other currencies, such as the Chinese yuan, are gaining. Experts criticize President Barack Obama for letting Wall Street take the reins on the direction of the U.S. dollar.
He lets Wall Street dictate everything, right? We needed a real financial reform. A real financial reform would have been to ban certain kinds of derivatives, ban collateralized debt obligations, ban credit default swaps, put a 1% tax on Wall Street turnover, a sales tax.
For a country with a budget deficit in excess of $1 trillion a year, the consequences of the U.S. losing its rank as the world's reserve currency could be severe. But for now, markets aren't acting like the U.S. dollar is in trouble. Some wonder how long this will last. Colin Campbell, Press TV, Washington.